A person who can lift heavy weights, very robust, very healthy. How would you describe that person? They're very...
They're very healthy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man in particular who's very big and muscular and athletic. Would you describe him as being stout? Would that be a common word?
No, I describe somebody as stout who is elderly and too fat. I say he's stout.
Yeah, someone who has a very good disposition. He's very popular. You say
they have a good personality.
Mm-hmm. And someone who always has a smile on his face, never loses his temper, you might say he's really...
Happy, that's not the word you want, though, is it?
Well, would you say he's something like good-natured?
Good-natured, that's right.
Has an even temper?
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes a boy, particularly in his teens, seems to be all arms and legs and is always knocking things over. You say he's real... You can't walk through the living room without breaking at least one thing. He's just very...
Awkward.
Now, a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all, you might say he's just a plain...
Dumbo?
Mm-hmm. Would you use the word foo in that context?
Well, you could, but it would have to be pretty bad before you'd use that word.
And that would be a very serious thing to say about someone.
To say somebody's a fool, you're way out.
And if you got someone who never seems to want to spend any money at all, you'd say he's a...
Tightwad.
And if you use the word common about a person around here, what would you mean? You say that girl is very common.
She doesn't have very much respect for herself.
In other words, that would be a bad thing to say about her.
Yes, I'd think so.
Now you're talking about perhaps an older man who's still, however, very strong, very active, doesn't really show his age. You say he's still quite...
Well, he's still... I'll tell you, my mind just about quit thinking.
I understand that. Pretty lively, something
like that? Yes, something like that.
And how about an older, a younger person who's just really full of energy, always doing something?
He's full of life.
Now, if somebody is, say, afraid of the dark, but you know that when you knew her 5 years ago, she wasn't, you might say something like, I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
has nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Or she didn't used to be.
He didn't used to be afraid. Mm-hmm.
If somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table frequently, they leave their door unlocked a lot, you'd say they're very...
careless.
You might hear someone say something sometime like, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
peculiar.
Mm-hmm. Could you use the word queer for peculiar in that sentence?
You could in that sentence.
Has that word changed meaning, however, say, since World War II?
I think it has.
Yeah. So that, in a sense, it's become unavailable for this particular use.
You don't use it like you used to, since it does have that other meaning.
Now, if somebody's very sure of his own ways, is always positive he's right, never wants to change his mind, no matter what you have to say to him, you say he's very...
sure of himself, or set in his ways.
Now, somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper almost every time. You'd say he's very...